The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 8 minutes after seven, folks. I do have some breaking news about the Supreme Court. SCOTUS blog reporting. Because I wanted to find out what about Grants Pass. And this is what we know. The City of Grants Pass case was decided by the Supreme Court today. And here's what we have. In the City of Grants Pass v. Johnson, the court rules that camping ban laws restricting the homeless from sleeping on public property do not constitute cruel and unusual punishment and are therefore not prohibited by the Eighth Amendment. So in other words, the City of Grants Pass, in other words, the people of Oregon won, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has been beaten back and beaten back hard. So all I can say is thank goodness, because if they had upheld what was going on, so the City of Grants Pass won. It prevailed in the Supreme Court. Just came out. Oh, my gosh, if there wasn't enough to discuss. So we're going to throw that in the mix this morning with your calls, too. 770-5633.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters, proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
Discount Fireworks Superstore. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price.
Twice the fireworks for the same price you pay at the other guys.
All your favorites. Sparklers, Screaming Patriots, Ground Blooms, and Killer Bees. At least 50% off. Over 250 items to choose from. Discount Fireworks Superstore has six locations in the Valley. South Pacific Highway near Grange Co-op. West Main near Thunderbird. Ashland across from Butler Fort. Central Point across from Pilot. White City at Wilson Equipment. Grants Pass in the first tent on Rogue River Highway just east of Gun and Tackle, plus Cape Junction on Redwood Highway and River Road. For a discount fireworks superstore near you and free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Once again, for discount fireworks superstore locations plus free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. That's dfsfireworks.com. Remember, for free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price only at discount fireworks superstore.
At Garrison Sleep, SAS stands for semi-annual sale. With 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off almost every mattress in our showroom. But I started thinking, SAS could also stand for smart, attentive sales team, supplying abundant slumber, and supporting afternoon siestas. That's exactly what you get along with 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off at the semi-annual sale. Happening now, but ending soon at Garrison Sleep. Garrison's.com.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5, and I start for this Friday morning. Sunshine and a high of 88 for this afternoon with a slight breeze. We'll dip to 58 tonight. Upper 80s continuing through this weekend with a mostly sunny sky and still breezy in the afternoon hours.
It's 11 minutes after 7 at the Bill Myers Show. By the way, I just want to make sure, if you have not heard the breaking news, the Supreme Court just released the opinion on the Grants Pass case, and Supreme Court today rejected a constitutional challenge to the anti-camping laws that allow cities to ban homeless people from sleeping in public spaces. And this decision will have significant implications for how we're going to be addressing homelessness. Now, this is analysis from Washington Post, but let's see what we got here. In a 6-3 ruling, the court said homelessness is not a status protected by the Eighth Amendment prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, even when a community offers no access to indoor shelter for homeless people. Now, I'll just translate. Basically, what this means is that you can't do this thing where, oh, you have to have the low barrier shelter or else you can't do anything. That's essentially what the Ninth Circuit, we out here in the West Coast, we here in Southwest Oregon, have been enduring. Okay? So that's gone. You can't do this. And the court was reviewing a set of laws from Grants Pass at a time when local and state leaders are struggling to deal with a growing number of unhoused individuals. Of course, they say unhoused, we say homeless, but there we go. So this idea that the city of Grants Pass has to, you know, charge its people tons of tax dollars in order to put up low barrier shelters when there is a shelter there, you know, the gospel mission, gospel rescue mission there, that's done. So it's probably pretty good that the city of Grants Pass didn't go out there and spend millions of dollars building a shelter, because the Supreme Court just said, no, you don't have to. All right. That it is not that. So just wanted to let you know, it's a good day here in Oregon, at least from SCOTUS. Doesn't solve our problems, but at least we're no longer having to endure what that ridiculous Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had to say. Let me go to Gene. Gene, you wanted to weigh in on Biden's eyes last night on the debate. It looked pretty glassy and black, but go ahead. Let's hear it.
Well, yeah, they look like one of the old B-movie Dracula movies where the Dracula was trying to hypnotize the girls so he could suck the blood out of her neck.
Hmm. Well, sucking the blood out of the political process, I think, is what we were seeing last night there. And did you notice that that Donald Trump called him Brandon at one point? Did you see that? You hear that part?
Yeah.
I had to laugh, and it's like Biden didn't really quite know how to react. Let me go to Randy at Ashland. Hello, Randy. How are you doing this morning? Welcome.
Oh, pretty good. You just stole one of my points.
Oh,
slipped the Brandon.
Oh, I'm sorry,
there.
But please go.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I think previous callers have hit a lot of the points. I agree. The winner was CNN. They kind of resurrected themselves last night. They're pretty professional.
They were. It was a well-run debate. I had my doubts that it was going to be a well-run debate. I'm thinking, okay, automatically muting the microphones, how's that going to work? It did keep the distractions down, did it not?
Oh, it did. I think they really did a good job. When Biden goes into the numbers, I know people kind of glaze over, but he kept talking about, you know, $160 billion over 10 years, $500 billion over 10 years. Our debt's going up $1 trillion every quarter. That's not even a rounding error. You know, so many billions over 10 years. That's just ridiculous. Good grief. I think Trump missed so many points that he could have made. It was funny how poorly both of them did, in my opinion.
And I honestly think that what goes on with Donald Trump, and I don't know Donald, but you kind of understand his personality. He's a big personality. Personality is what he is, a big presence, huge, you know, and takes over, sucks all the oxygen out of the room when he walks in, you know,
right.
That's the way it goes.
The one thing that really stood out is, well, Biden was making it up as he goes along, and he asserted that Border Patrol endorsed him for president. And at midnight, I was still up listening to the radio, and the news came on. The Border Patrol union put on their social media, I can't remember the exact quote, they do not and never will endorse Biden.
Yeah.
But he got caught big time in that lie, and I think people are starting to realize that he's just a big blowhard. There's no substance to that guy at all.
All right. Appreciate the call there, Randy. Good to hear from you from Ashland. Let me go to Earl. Hello, Earl, formerly of Talent. I don't know where you live now, but you're
Central
on.
Central Point.
Oh, Central Point. Earl of Central Point. Go
That's
ahead.
Me.
What are you thinking?
Hey, one of the things that I thought was interesting is they had talked before the debate about there was supposed to be 20-something odd fact checkers watching this and bringing the facts out. And we never saw that. It never happened.
Oh.
If they had brought out the facts, all the lies that Biden told on stage should have came out.
So the fact checkers wouldn't have been helpful for the agenda, right?
Not for Biden's agenda.
Mm-hmm. You see, that was in
the fact is, we know that Biden was lying because I've seen him on television say things, and then what he said there on stage was a totally 180.
All right. Appreciate the call there, Earl. Good hearing from you. 77. Well, actually, maybe hold the calls off for a little bit. Mr. Outdoors and I are going to talk a little bit about outdoors and kind of what happened last night, too. And then we'll go right back to your calls. All right. 770-5633. Keep that in mind. We will be doing it. And, man, busy, busy news day. If you're just joining me, remember, City of Grants Pass won its Supreme Court and, you know, challenge of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals deal. It won. So none of this having to build low barrier shelter before you can take care of bumdom. Okay? This is the Bill Meyer Show.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at SWSMODOC.com. Sweetwater Sanitation. Their service is the difference.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A top DHS official wouldn't say whether Biden's open borders makes America more vulnerable to a terrorist attack. Unvetted illegal immigrants? Joe Biden inherited secure borders. He inherited a low inflation rate of 1.4%. Joe Biden inherited a good economy. Joe Biden, you know, inherited all of these policies that were working. Now inflation's up 20-some-odd%. Energy prices are up 40%. Utility prices up close to 30 to 40%. Everything you buy in every store you go to is up 50% on average. And you're paying about 12 grand more than what you were paying when Donald Trump was president.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMET.
Whew. Busy, busy news day. And I just wanted to catch you up on some of the breaking news. Yeah, we'll be talking about the debates and taking more of your calls, certainly. But the City of Grants Pass won the Supreme Court case challenge. And so states and cities do have the right to tell homeless people where to sleep. And you just don't, in other words, you don't have to build low barrier shelters in order to be able to ticket and make them move around. In other words, it's just the Supreme Court, more or less, even though I haven't been able to delve deeply into this yet, it's going to take a little bit of analysis, but they essentially smacked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal upside the head, which it tends to do so often, okay? 21 minutes after 7, Mr. Outdoors joins me, Greg Roberts over at Rogue Weather. We talked to you yesterday. We had you 2 days in a row. It doesn't happen often, but good to have you back here. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is on Airway Drive and a sponsor of the Outdoor Report. How are things looking for today and the weekend here, Greg? Go ahead.
In a word, beautiful.
Good.
You know, we had a day, a couple days, but yesterday, I think, turned out to be far better without any kind of real cloud cover whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we had a couple days that really were below average for temps, and I think just about everybody found it really pleasant. Today, and actually looking at how the weekend lines out, we're going to be what I would call slightly above where we should be. Because right now your average daily high is normally 85, be to 86 by the time we hit Sunday. And we're looking at highs upper 80s, right around 90 through
okay.
the entire weekend. So, again, no heat, certainly not by time of the year standards when we could easily be reaching well over 100. That's not going to be the case at all. So this becomes one of those weekends that we talk about where it's basically whatever you want to do in the outdoors, you can go do it because you're certainly not going to get any kind of a weather impact developing.
Gotta love it. I wanted to ask you about the weather news, which goes out there. And I'm thinking even last night on the debate, climate change, they kept honking that horn, over and over again. But of course, it was a CNN debate. You knew that blue bubble question was going to come up. But when people, they always talk about heat domes in the weather news, and we have a heat dome over the nation. And is this something which is unusual? Is it happened routinely, or what is a heat dome? I mean, what is it? Is it like an inversion where something is trapped and it can't move around? I mean, what does that mean?
Basically, what they're trying to describe are events that have been happening literally since the dawn of time, and you can look at weather records, and these heat domes that they're talking about, basically what it amounts to is a big ridge of high pressure gets entrenched. It creates, the hot, dry conditions, and they refer to it as a heat dome because basically with the high, that's what you have. But this is not anything new, and I just found out about this guy, Charles Metz, that he is an undergrad student working towards not just his full meteorology degree. He's well on his way to getting the advanced stuff, and his ultimate goal is PhD. And he's been putting out a ton of information that really points out how ridiculous all this is. And so a lot of what we're hearing right now, we have trained the media, we have trained the government, we have trained some independent scientists, be they climatologist or meteorologist, that when you start using the big scary buzzwords, it makes people pay attention, and then it scares them, and then it makes them go, well, what can we do to stop this? Well, number one, you're not going to stop this. And so Charles this week has actually been going through and documenting, for all the talk about, oh, it's unprecedented heat. He's going through and he keeps posting this information, and I love him for it, documenting how these heat waves have hit the country. And he's gone as far back as the 1930s, and he also began putting up information that said, okay, in a nutshell, look at what happened with this event in the 20s and the 30s that wound up culminating in the Dust Bowl.
Right.
He says, we've never seen anything like the Dust Bowl again since. And he goes, and I don't just mean the walls of dust blowing into Washington, D.C. from Oklahoma. He goes, the conditions. He says, we haven't seen anything like that. And he said, I would be really interested to know what the media was saying back then. Well, the media back then was just simply reporting as weather. Because there was no incentive financially for them to do it any other way. There's all kind of incentive now financially for the media, the government, independent scientists, because people will be willing to throw money at anything that scares them in the hopes that they can get rid of whatever is scaring them.
All right, very good. And we'll just kind of set that aside now. It is something which is, it happens. It's just part of weather. All right. Now then, we have pretty much covered what the outdoors is going to be this weekend. Beautiful. We've talked about the heat dome. We're fine there. Is there anything else we're missing in the outdoor report? And then I'll give you a bite of the debate apple from last night if you want.
Okay. The only other thing I really want to stress on people is, again, this was some of what we talked about yesterday, but got to state it again, because as I was waiting to come on the air, I heard the fireworks ad. We need to be real careful about anything that can throw a spark if you've got dry, dead grass anywhere, because as we talked about yesterday, the spark source does not have to be something tremendously obvious.
Yeah, you made that clear. Even a pickaxe on stone have set fires off, right? That kind of thing.
So we're reaching that. that point. And while the fire danger level may be moderate officially in Jackson and Josephine counties, when you start looking at the grassy areas, when you look at the Applegate Valley, the reality is, I think those situations, it's higher, and you need to look at dry, dead grass as basically what it is. It's gasoline waiting for the spark.
When you have fire restrictions like we have right now, and things have gone what to high in on most of these lands, right?
Well, no.
No?
That's why I said officially we're still moderate.
Oh, moderate. Okay.
You know, when you look at the overall picture, but the reality is, for what we're getting, for the number of fires we're beginning to see getting going more easily and then becoming larger, yeah, I could see the bump up in fire danger levels coming within the next week, east of the Cascades, especially because of what they're seeing with the Darlene 3 fire in Deschutes County. I'm not going to be shocked in the least if today ODF does not raise fire danger level to high for pretty much everything east of the Cascades.
Okay. Now, as far as the upper Applegate, we still at about 900 acres lined. Do they got that pretty much under control, you think?
Yeah, and I'm going to put it this way. Is there going to be growth in that fire? Yes, there will, but that growth is going to be coming from within the fire perimeter footprint that they have right now. So they have both direct, meaning right up on the fire edge, fire lines. They've done some burnouts that have really helped them establish good solid control on portions of the fire, and then there are portions of the fire that they've gone indirect, but the plan is going to be bring the fire to the edge of those indirect lines, so then they've got good full control on it. And what I'm going to say is, do I consider the upper Applegate a big threat right now? Not exactly. It has some potential if we had really windy conditions develop. So until they have that thing totally locked up on all portions of the fire, yeah, there is some potential. Is it something like if I lived out there on Sterling Creek Road around Buncombe or Little Applegate Road, is it something I'd be concerned about being in the yellow get set evacuation level? Concern, no. Keeping an eye on what's going on?
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. In other words, just be smart about it. Fair enough. And Greg Roberts, Mr. Outdoors at RogueWeather.com, keeps you up on these sort of things all the time, really. Outdoor Report sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. Hey, Greg, I have some breaking news here. It just came in, more from the Supreme Court, and I think this is great news. The regulatory state got its testicles kicked in a little bit today, and I think this is pretty good. This is the court. You ever hear about the Chevron case, the Chevron deference? You ever heard about that?
No.
Well, it's the Chevron case, the Natural Resources Defense Council back in 1984, in which the court basically came out there and said, well, we assume that federal government regulators and government administrators and regulators automatically have the expertise. In other words, they gave them a lot of room to run roughshod over people.
That case I am aware of. I was thinking there was something more recent happening. So
what this is that there are a bunch of fishermen that had sued the United States government over regulations, and the court sided with them and said that, let's see if I can get a little bit. Like I said, this stuff just came out just a few minutes ago.
Yep.
The court overrules its 1984 decision, so it overturned what it did 40 years ago in Chevron versus Natural Resources Defense Council, which held that courts should defer to an agency's reasonable interpretation of an ambiguous, in other words, difficult to understand law. So in other words, the BLM or the Forest Service or the National Marine Fisheries and all those things, they just assumed that they had the expertise, and we're not going to bug them too much. That's gone, baby. It's gone. It's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fishing groups that actually, now that I know exactly what we're talking about here, the groups that really fought hard against that were mainly the fishing industry councils from the Northeast, you know, New England,
right,
down through the Mid-Atlantic seaboard. Their fishing industries you know, we think sometimes our fishing industries out here on the West Coast have been really impacted through that decision. It was nothing compared to what happened, you know, in the Northeast. And it got so bad, Billy Joel wrote a song about it. If you remember the song.
Oh, was that the Alexa Nor'easter? The Alexa Nor'easter?
Yeah, Alexa.
Yeah. Okay.
He named a mythic fishing boat after his daughter, but what he did was he told the story about what was going on to those fishing communities in the northeastern United States, and in that sense, you know, in terms of telling a very real story through a song, you have The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on my list, and then right behind it, you got Downeaster, the Nor'easter, Alexa. I can't remember exactly how it goes. Anyway, I do know the song. You go look at the lyrics, and it talks about what happened to the fishermen of the Northeast as soon as that court decision really had its impact. And it's actually pretty chilling. And it ruined entire communities and families. And in that respect, that was their spotted owl moment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it would appear, though, that this idea that the BLM, the Forest Service, the gangrene experts here automatically are given deference, you know, by the by, and that we should all be sitting around there and worshiping their expertise. It does appear that that has been really reined in by the Supreme Court, and that it violated the Administrative Rules Act and various other things they were talking about. We'll have to get some legal eagles to do that, but still, it's a good day here when it comes from Supreme Court decisions. Grants Pass has granted some relief, and the administrative state is, like I said, being kicked in the teeth a little bit, or maybe a little bit lower.
Right.
So that's good.
Well, maybe a lot lower, but
yeah,
I'll tell you what.
Exactly.
You know, what you're saying, I mean, it is a huge day for people because, number one, of most direct impact to us is that horrific Ninth Court decision got overturned. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the overregulation that the government has imposed on us working with activist groups, that too has now also really been knocked back.
Well, it's been put back to where it should have been all along. Okay.
Back would be that.
All right. Before you take off here, Greg, you watch the debate. Give me your 2 cents. Okay.
Okay. Actually, I didn't because, well, I was announcing a Mets baseball game.
Oh, that's right. You're at the ball game. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
but
do that.
I was getting great play-by-play from my wonderful wife who kept me up on what was going on. Mm-hmm. She was messaging me. And it was really funny. We had the call earlier. The guy was talking about the fact checkers never interrupted the debate.
Right.
Well, they didn't interrupt the debate, but post-debate, the fact checkers did what the fact checkers did. And guess what? The fact checking, quote unquote, turned out to be exactly what we have been seeing since 2016 when everybody suddenly learned, oh, wow, no, Donald Trump really is a real viable political candidate and they've been attacking him. So there was nothing new. It was really predictable. What was new, though, the amount of panic I am seeing today among libs and the mainstream media, because there is no way for them to sugarcoat and spin what the entire world watched and saw last night.
The entire world saw the Joe Biden that we already knew existed, but was being covered up by the media industrial complex. All right, Greg, great weekend. We'll talk next week, all right? You be well.
You got it, Bill.
736 KMED, 99.3 KPXG. Wow, so much news this morning. It's just unbelievable, like a fire hose between SCOTUS and then what happened with last night's debate. Happy to take your call, 770-563-3770-KMED. I'll be curious to see where the markets end up going because, you know, are they going to like having Donald Trump back? I don't know. It's hard to say. The problem is, though, is that the big spending and the printing of credit-based money, all the rest of it, that's going to continue. And the financial problems of the United States are still pretty much baked in the cake, no matter who the president is going to be. All right? And there are certain things that that are just there. And for those things that are just there that we get a little concerned about, there is J. Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street. and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Yeah, we've talked about the petrodollar going away. It's being renegotiated. It's not exactly how it was reported at first, but ultimately, are we in the situation where England found itself before we ended up taking over as the reserve currency of the world back then, post-World War II? I don't know. But I know that the central banks are buying gold. China is buying gold. All the other smart money buying gold right now. But they tell we little people not to. I like to deal with what the big money is doing at this point. Pretty smart at this point. Safeguard wealth. Gold has been doing this, safeguarding wealth for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Just go to Jay Austin and find out more about it. Talk with him about it in your physical possession. All right? 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. You need an appointment, 482-3715. Buying or selling, they take care of this. Good people. JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, and, of course, FortuneReserve.com, the recognized experts, Jay Austin. The world is definitely looking, like I said, there's some good news today, but it's not exactly stable. Stable and secure and everything else. And that's what gold is for.
If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made Iron Bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy. So if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac Generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriots.
Hardcastle Trailers, where the customer is king.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastle's offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastle's friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastle's, where the customer is king.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Darlene 3 fire near Lapine has grown to over 3,900 acres. It's 42% contained. Numerous level 3 and 2 evacuations still are in place. Winds have blown the fire over containment lines on the east side of that fire. Meanwhile, the Upper Applegate fire is at 937 acres. It's 65% contained. All of the growth has been within containment lines. Grants Pass Police officers were dispatched to the Holiday Inn on Agnes Avenue for a reported theft of firefighting equipment from U.S. forestry trucks used to fight the Upper Applegate fire. The thieves took thousands of dollars of hotshot backpacks, emergency fire shelters, first aid kits, and chainsaws. A federal appeals court has sided with environmental groups putting a halt to logging private land that was once part of the Elliott State Forest. The Ninth Circuit Court ruled logging mature trees on the 355-acre parcel would violate the Endangered Species Act because it would harm the marbled murrelet. Bill London, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another batch of opinions being released this morning by the nation's highest court. In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court has overturned a long-standing decision that made it easier for the feds to regulate business in a range of areas, including environment, workplace safety, and public health. and in a case out of Oregon. The Supreme Court has ruled that cities can enforce bans on homeless people sleeping outside in areas where shelter space is lacking. That also a 6-3 ruling by the Supreme Court. The Democratic Party establishment is panicking about the upcoming presidential election following President Biden's shaky debate performance last night's CNN debate in Atlanta. This is up 2.6% year over year last month, that according to the Commerce Department. And on Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 197 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
It's a great time to travel, and Phoenix Auto Center invites you to stop by before you hit the road. Jolene here, reminding you that taking care of your vehicle to keep you driving safely is what we do. We install top brand name tires for exceptional performance and handling, and we provide full service auto and RV repair too. You can count on us for tune-ups, brakes, shocks, alignments, cooling systems, vehicle manufacturer maintenance, and more. Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, serving Rogue Valley drivers since 1970.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Rock This Town by Stray Cats was released in 1981 and peaked at number 9 on the singles chart. Millette Construction can relate to this song because we rock your town one building at a time by firming up and solidifying foundations, leveling floors, and fixing the water problems that cause instability. So don't let those cracks in walls make you scream and shout. Millette will rock your place inside out. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. By the way, Stray Cats may look and sound like they're from the UK, but they're actually from Long Island, New York.
Forget SOS. We're sending out an SAS for the semi-annual sale at Garrison's Home and Garrison's Express. With 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off almost everything. So SAS could also stand for super awesome savings or serious actual sale, because that's what this is. No sneaky gimmicks or markups. It's SAS. Simple, affordable, and satisfying. The semi-annual sale happening now at Garrison's Home and Garrison's Express. Garrison's.com.
Hi, I'm Mark with Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, and I'm on KMED.
7:45. I appreciate you waking up on probably one of the busiest news days that I can recall here. And so many things coming out. And by the way, we don't know if the Trump immunity decision is coming out today. It was rumored that today was going to be the day, but so far we have the Grants Pass decision, a victory for frankly, a victory for common sense. The Ninth Circuit gets its head knocked off. I'll talk with Richard Emmons about that. And, of course, he's one of the people involved with the Gospel Rescue Mission. We'll do that here in a few minutes. And I guess this means that the city of Grants Pass doesn't have to tax itself to death in order to provide low-barrier shelter, in that there are additional powers that could be brought back. Now, a lot of it depends, though, on what the state of Oregon legislature is all about, because they've been cracking down on this and saying, oh, you're going to get there and diaper everybody. You give them homeless and gender care and everything else. I don't know. It's an interesting time. Also, the Chevron doctrine has been essentially knocked down and killed from 1984, which means that the regulatory state will have less automatic input to be able to screw with us. And so this is good news. That's the fisherman case that was going on. We'll talk all about that. All right. Lots of people. My lines are filled, and we're continuing to talk about the debate. And actually, Scott, you wanted to weigh back on what Mr. Outdoors was talking about on the fire. Go right ahead. Let's hear it.
One thing that I found, I used to work as a firefighter in Applegate, mm-hmm. okay, in 1980. Well, the big thing is that they've reduced grazing of livestock in the lower areas and the higher areas by a lot. And
how did that affect firefighting or fire resiliency, if you don't mind me getting your expert opinion?
What was that question?
Yeah, how do you think the reduction of grazing in these fire-prone areas, did that have any effect on fire resiliency or the ability to resist fire? What do you think?
Definitely. I went through the Almeda fire, and I have a 47-acre ranch that my cattle had to the grazed, had the grass grown, you know, had it not grown, been eaten down, I would have lost everything. As
really?
It was, I would have lost everything. As it was, my cattle kept the grass down on the hills, kept grass down on in my lower pastures, and kept the fire from getting to the blackberries that were actually, you know, through their trails that were actually along a creek, and they just kept the fire from taking my house.
Oh, great. Well, so this goes back to what Captain Bill Simpson has always been harping on, that, you know, you need nature's lawnmowers out there keeping things chewed down, right?
Exactly. And cattle are not necessarily the bane of society, you know?
And you know something else? They taste good.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's like, you know, God obviously meant us to eat them because they taste good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know the ASPA or the animal rights people are going to be really angry with that, but that's just the way it is. But all right.
Well, that's one point I wanted to bring up about that Greg didn't talk about on his topic yesterday, mm-hmm. As far as fire danger. But there's also, you know, the carbon tax. How is that going to ever affect? How is paying more money going to solve the carbon issue?
It can't. All it does is get redistributed to politically favored grifts. That's all.
Yes, I agree, 100%.
That's all this has ever been about. I appreciate your call, Scott. Good hearing from you, all right? 770-5633 are open phone lines this morning. And let me see what we got. Let me talk with Dave. Hello, Dave. Let's bring you on. You have something to say about that Chevron deference deal being knocked down this morning, the Fisherman's Supreme Court case. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that affected more than just fishing. It affected mining of all types. And because that's the reason I was convicted over my occupation of my mining claims. And now the tyranny of the agency experts have been dialed back, and maybe mining can start happening without so much interference.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Joel, up in the Iron Gate. Hey, Joel, you watched the debate?
Yes. Well, no, I didn't get to watch it. All I got is a radio, so I was tuned in for about half an hour before it began.
Okay.
And, of course, I kind of got passed out at the last 15 minutes because I laid my head down going, oh, my God, what's going on?
What was your overall impression of things last night?
I had to agree that CNN did a better job than I thought they were.
Yep.
I thought they were going to set him up more than they did. But I thought that Trump could have taken his opportunities better to address stuff like no response to China and Russian threats, like the balloon and nuclear subs off our coast. And he tends to not, you know, here's major problems and possible, you know, consequences. And you don't hear one word from the president. That's unheard of in past years. And I think that he could have mentioned more about the fact that Mexico's
Uh-oh, the Biden administration just sicked the dog on you. I think we got your point, though. Thanks for the call there, Joel. 770-5633. Lauren is in Eagle Point, and he's walking around, and I don't know if you're hot and bothered or what. Let's hear it, Lauren. What's up?
Okay, I'm back in home. I was walking all morning listening. I could only stand a half hour of the debate last night. I did appreciate, along with Joel, CNN being more honest. I mean, I never listened to them any other time. But they seem to be doing a good job as far as the debate.
I was pleasantly surprised at how well they ran that. And I was concerned that the rules were actually going to screw the debate up. I think it actually kept things more on track. It didn't improve the responses from the people in the debate, but I think it kept it moving and more a little more organized. It's not the worst thing could have happened. You know?
That's right. The one thing that really got me was, not got me, but whenever Biden said, well, that's a bunch of malarkey. Well, boy, I think if I were former President Trump, I would have said, well, how about this about what you said about your son? And how about this about, and kind of point out at least the two or three of his blatant lies that have been proven wrong, and that would have knocked him off of the stage, I think.
You know, the response I would have loved, and maybe this would have been considered even too low for for President Trump to have responded back, even though both of them are kind of smash mouth fighters, you know, on this kind of stuff. When Biden did the thing about had sex with a porn star, and then the morals of a morals of an alley cat, I think, is that what he said?
I missed that part.
Oh, okay. Morals of an alley cat. I would have loved to have had him respond back. Yeah, says the guy who showered with his daughter, you know, back in the day, you know.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. In thinking about it as a retired pastor, probably would have been wrong to do that. But at the same time,
it would have been delicious, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for that. 770-5633. Let me see if I can find that. I think I have that. I think I have that bite within my stuff here. Yeah. Oh, alley cat. Okay, the alley cat bite. I do have that. All right. Let me locate it. Here we go.
The crimes that you are still charged with. And think of all the civil penalties you have. How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
Give me a minute, sir.
I didn't have sex with a porn star, number one. Number two, that was a case that was started and moved. They moved a high-ranking official, a DOJ, into the Manhattan DA's office to start that case. That case is going to be appealed and won. We had a very terrible judge, a horrible judge, Democrat. The prosecutor were all high-ranking Democrats, appointed people, and both the civil and the criminal. He basically went after his political opponent because he thought it was going to damage me. But when the public found out about these cases, because they understand it better than he does, he has no idea what these cases are. But when they found out about these cases, you know what they did? My poll numbers went up way up. You know that because you're reporting it. And we took in more money in the last 2 weeks than we've ever taken in the history of any campaign. I don't think any campaign.
Yeah, maybe it would have been too low to have responded. Yes, as the president who showered with his young daughter inappropriately. So much for an alley cat. This is the Bill Myers Show. If you're on hold, we'll get right to you on KMED and KBXG.
It's a great time to travel, and Phoenix Auto Center invites you to stop by before you hit the road. Jolene here, reminding you that taking care of your vehicle to keep you driving safely is what we do. We install top brand name tires for exceptional performance and handling, and we provide full service auto and RV repair too. You can count on us for tune-ups, brakes, shocks, alignments, cooling systems, vehicle manufacturer maintenance, and more. Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, serving Rogue Valley drivers since 1970.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
If you really want to enjoy your open-air spaces, talk to American Industrial Door. They're an authorized dealer for Tira Screen Systems. From porches, patios, and gazebos to restaurant seating areas to warehouses, these custom-made motorized screens and vinyl panels are a permanent solution to keep pest, wind, and rain out so you can enjoy outdoor environments in peace. Go see all the possibilities Tira Screen Systems have to offer at American Industrial Door, with showrooms on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas Road.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
Okay, I'm trying to get to the bottom here. There was a ruling on January 6th that came out of SCOTUS. I'm trying to get the news on that. I'll get that. Maybe we'll get that in town hall news in just a moment. So we had Grants Pass wins on the homeless lawsuit with SCOTUS. They won that. The fishermen won, which means the administrative state got kicked in the teeth. And that they're not just going to have automatically defer to the tyrannical experts in the alphabet soup agencies, BLM, U.S. Forest Service, EPA, et cetera, et cetera. And a ruling on January 6th, no ruling on Trump's immunity. That's kind of what we know at this moment. Now, I have not cleared any of these calls, so I don't know who's there, so you're going to have to bear with me. It's just been such a busy morning, but I want to get your reaction to what you saw in the debate or something else that's on your mind. I'll hit the line one first. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Roadwalker.
Hey, Roadwalker, what's on your mind today?
Well, I watched it. I was really impressed with CNN. I hope we finally seen the pendulum swing for our media.
That would be good.
We'll have to wait and see. I think American people realize that we're on a train and nobody's running the engine.
Yeah. Don't you find it interesting that they're just asking whether or not Biden should be the candidate rather than should he still be president? Right now,
you know, we have been led astray. The Trojan horse is through the fence. The American people should demand that these people be expelled from this country. We'll be fortunate if we don't end up like Mexico, where the police are all hunkered down in their police stations and can't go out without getting shot at and attacked. Mm. The American people have been deceived and lied to. And who is going to, you know, what did Obama say to him when he walked him off the stage the other night? I mean, these people all knew, and they have been lying to the average American person.
And by the way, the intelligence agencies lying to the average American people, the FBI lying to the American people about so many things.
I worked 50 years so I could retire and enjoy my elder years with my family, and this is what we're handed. We're handed a bunch of people, a bunch of communists that have taken this country over. Now it's time, you know, hopefully the pendulum doesn't have a hand on it where it can't right itself.
I hope you're right about that, Roadwalker. Appreciate the call and opinion. 770-5633. By the way, I wanted to give you a heads up in just a few minutes. I'm going to have Richard Emmons, who is on the board. 2 days in a row, talked with Richard Emmons, too. But the news is in there. He's on the board of the Gospel Rescue Mission. Of course, they had a big dog in this fight on this Grants Pass homelessness lawsuit. And Grants Pass won. All right? Let me go to line two. Let's go to, well, I don't know who you are, but you're on line two. Good morning. Who's this?
I believe I am who I am.
You are who you are, and that's my Slovenian brother from another mother, Brad. What are you thinking, Brad?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, Bill, and you can appreciate this. There's just nothing like Petita and a Rainier beer.
Does it have to be Rainier, really?
Well, you choose your
okay, how about this? How about an Iron City beer, huh?
Yeah. You know,
now, if I'm in Pittsburgh, though, I'd have to say Arn. Give me an Arn City beer, all right?
Got it. It added to the experience of watching the whole intercourse between Biden and Trump. You know, what I appreciated, what I saw, there were lots of things that Trump could have jumped on, but I think he allowed Biden to expose himself.
Now, that could be a way of looking at it. Instead of shooting everything down and going after everything that was lied about, you just let him talk, right? That sort of thing.
Well, isn't it interesting? It takes these kinds of developments for, I guess, the average citizen to even respond. But what I was amazed by afterwards, I was just doing some of my own search on the internet, how many liberals were just completely jumping off the bandwagon with being a supporter of Biden.
Well, it was like they didn't know, or the vast majority didn't know until then, and it couldn't be hidden any longer. Appreciate the call there. Thank you, Brad. Let me go to line three. Hi. You're on KMED.
I'm sorry. It's Matt. I'm sorry for calling you again, Bill, but I wanted to throw another decision in here for the Supreme Court, and it's with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh, yeah?
While I know that doesn't affect, you know, your everyday American who's not involved in running, you know, public corporations or anything else, this is big, too. And the reason this is big is this is one more case where they're saying that the administrative state doesn't just get to do its own thing. In the Securities and Exchange Commission, if you were accused of securities fraud, they could be the judge, jury, and executioner. So the Supreme Court came down and said, yeah, 6-3, we're not doing this anymore. If somebody's accused of securities fraud, they're going to get a jury trial.
Good.
No more you just prosecuting them and deciding they're guilty. This is big.
That is a huge thing. Huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, it looks like they also just came down on a ruling with Fisher versus United States in regards to this Enron stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're talking about the Chevron doctrine? Yeah.
No, not Chevron. Chevron. I'm looking at the headlines right now. It says, let's see, breaking kaboom, Supreme Court just ruled 6-3 for Fisher, cooked up JC, obstruction felonies are thrown out.
Oh, you said Fisher. I thought it was Fisherman, because the Fisherman was the Chevron case. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. So what was that? That's the one I've been trying to find. So
it's on Citizen Free Press. They just started rolling it a minute ago.
Okay.
But basically, you know what? And Amy Coney Barrett voted with the libs on that.
Yeah.
I might Ketanji Brown voted with the conservatives on this, which is shocking. But it's taking that old Enron case they had previously, which Jack Smith was involved in that, and basically saying all this obstruction stuff that you charge these people with, obstructing a proceeding and all this other stuff. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, so, Oh, here we go. I'm going back to the Fisher case, all right? This is SCOTUS blog. SCOTUS blog is good on this. In the case of a former Pennsylvania police officer who entered the Capitol on January 6th, Fisher v. United States, the court holds that to provide a violation of the law, the government must show that the defendant impaired the availability or integrity for use in an official proceeding of records, documents, objects, or other things used in an official proceeding or attempted to do so. The case is returned to the lower court to determine whether the indictment can still stand in light of this new and narrower interpretation. Remember, this was that fraudulent statute in which you were interrupting the operations of the United States that day, right? Which wasn't necessarily the case of what was going on just by walking in. That's what
right.
They were getting all of these J6ers on. Those are all going to be likely kicked out and going back down to the lower courts. The lower courts will have to come up with a more appropriate decision on this. Okay? There we go.
All right. Yeah, I feel like I just won in regards to all of these rulings, except for the social media stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. I actually can't believe it. I am shocked that so many rulings came down on the side of liberty, Bill, on the side, not.
And in the case of Grants Pass, coming down on the side of common sense. Now,
Yes. The
question will be, though, in spite of this ruling on the city of Grants Pass Supreme Court case, will the state of Oregon continue to just put its foot on the neck of the city of Grants Pass and other ones? That's going to be the real question.
How can they do that, Bill?
They already are.
They do?
They already are. That's what I'm getting at.
What, money? Money-wise?
Oh, no. There are already lots of rules about homelessness in the state legislature, in our state laws that may be still screwing with us. And it's something that's going to take a little time to analyze. But no more of this Ninth Circuit stuff. It's gone. It's over. Out the window. Okay?
Yep. And don't forget, you can look this up and talk to your listeners about it. EPA's Good Neighbor Rule cracks down on smog. That also was stayed and sent back to more localized courts. So that was another win.
Yeah, this idea that California can sit there and say, you're putting pollution into our skies so we get to screw with you. You know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not happening.
All right, Bill, take care.
All right. One more call, and then I got to get into the rest of stuff here. All right. Hi, KMED, KCE. Make that KMED, KBXG. Who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
This is Ed, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, Ed. What are you thinking today?
I'm thinking that we've got to really get into this more deeply.
Well, it's Friday, so we're not going to get too deeply into things, all right?
I know, but I'm just appalled at everybody having such favor with CNN for doing nothing more than doing what they were always supposed to do.
But you have to understand the bar was low in that respect.
Well,
And by the way, I have to tell you, CNN has ran the debates better than Fox, ran the debates better than MSNBC or any of the other ones there, too. Honestly, they finally did what they're supposed to do, and that's considered, I know, that's considered something to applaud these days. I know that's low bar.
I don't applaud it because CNN had to come up with something of a rationale because the probability of the failure of Biden was known. And the reality is they're responsible for putting him there. They were part of a cabal of giving us misinformation, giving the whole country a painted picture of such great things from the Democrat Biden coming into office. And now look at the state of the country. I look at this and I say, I'm not going to congratulate these people because they were on the ropes. I mean, I heard story after story of how CNN had lost a lot of the respect that it had within that community, going downhill. And now because they ran the debate, we've got to respect them. And I'm not going to do it because...
Oh, I wouldn't say you're going to respect them. I'm just saying they did a better job.
Well, no. I'm not talking about you, Bill, in particular. But I'm just talking about our perceptions have to be greater in understanding that we have to hold the bar. You look at what he was just saying about the Supreme Court decisions. The United States has been a basically self-correcting institution for a long time. These mechanisms are self-correcting, and you look at it, it was a blow for liberty. Last night was a blow for liberty. The exposure of how incompetent. But the reality is, I looked at a show today. There was a reporter out of Washington, D.C. She's now the narrative is changing. They're calling January 6th the attack. Now it's gone from an insurrection to an attack.
To an attack, yeah.
President Trump was asked about the attack on January 6th, and there was no attack. There was no insurrection.
Yeah, you had a riot of certain people there. That's what it was.
But when we look at this, we have to say, okay, this menagerie is going on. It never quits. It never stops. But we have to concentrate locally. We have to push locally. The state of Oregon, like you said, are they going to keep pushing even though the Supreme Court did this? Well, we got to do that locally. We've got to literally go through self-determination within our community.
Well, I assure you that the fight is going to be with our state legislature and also mealy-mouthed Republicans that allowed some of this stuff to pass. In fact, I have a text message from, let me see if I can get bring this up here. And County Administrator Danny Jordan just let me know, because I was raising the questions, even though the Supreme Court took the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals boot off of our neck. And Danny says, Bill, just a quick note on the Grants Pass ruling. The impacts in Oregon are a little tougher to determine because the state legislature passed many state laws enacted to provide similar protections to the homeless. So once again, we're dealing with our own homegrown communists that are deciding that that cities may not be able to allow to or not, are not allowed to deal with the problem. So these are our fights ahead, Ed. Okay. I got to go. Oh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go, Ed. We're so far behind. I've got to take care of business and do various other things here, too. All right. Richard Evans will be joining me on that Grants Pass case here in just a little bit. He's on the board of the Gospel Rescue Mission. This is